I want to ask a question before I read this. Does the phrase, like if somebody says that somebody saved their bacon, does that mean anything? If that means anything to anyone here, raise your hand so I can see. Okay. I didn't know, I always assumed it was common usage, like, you know, I don't know, they find your car keys, or they tell you what's going to be on the test, or something. They sort of, they rescue you in some way, a colloquial way of saying somebody rescued me. Okay, well, I use it in the second line here, so now you'll understand it. Mrs. Krikorian. Today I remembered Mrs. Krikorian, how she saved my bacon. I arrived in sixth grade, a known criminal, and the new teacher asked me to stay after school the first day. She said, "I've heard about you." She was a tall woman, deep-breasted, with a mass of dark hair around her face and a large, calm nose. She said, "You see this?" It was a little card, small white card that saved me from evil. "This is a special library pass. As soon as you finish your hour's work," that hour's work that took 10 minutes, "and then the devil glanced into the room and found me empty, a house standing open for rent, for sale, fire, you can go to the library." Hour after hour, I'd zip through the work and slip out of my seat like an angel out of God's side and sail down to the library, down through the empty, powerful halls, flash my pass and sashay over to the dictionary to look up spank, dipping two fingers into the vat of library paste to suck that minty mucilage while I came to the page with the cocker spaniel silks curling up like the fine steam of the body. After spank and breast, I'd move on to Abe Lincoln and Helen Keller, lost in goodness till the bell, all thanks to Mrs. Krikorian, amiable giantess with the dark eyes. Next, she asked me to write a Christmas play and direct it, and when it was imperfect and I hid in the closet, came up to me in the coaty, rubbery dark and held out a tiny cane of scarlet and milk-white peppermint as you lay a candy on the tongue of a child and the woman will come up out of the bowel to get it. And so I was emptied of Lucifer and filled with school glue and Eros and Amelia Earhart, saved by Mrs. Krikorian. Today, for the first time, I saw Mrs. Krikorian was Armenian. And then, who saved Mrs. Krikorian? When the Turks came across the fields like a thresher flailing its blades, who slid her into the slit belly of a quilt? Who locked her in a chest? Who mailed her to America? And that one, who saved her when the Turks came with their thumpers, their rat hunt clubs? And that one, who saved her to save the one who saved Mrs. Krikorian, who was standing there on the sill of sixth grade like a wide-hipped angel, aura of smoky hair standing up lightly all around her head? I end up owing my soul to so many, to the Armenian nation. One more soul someone jammed behind a stove, drove deep into the crack of a wall, shoved under a bed. I remember lying there under the bed, in the dusk, the dust balls at my head and feet round and silver, shining slightly with the eerie sweetness of what is neither good nor evil. I hope that poem finds her sometime, some way. When I haven't seen this in sixth grade, I would, you know, it's like, it's a message in a bottle to her anyway. It's a thanks. Okay.